So, Chris, first of all, why Preston North End for you?
Well, it's a massive club. At the end of the day, we've playing just up the road. You know, the size of Preston and the fan base that it has, as well as the stadium, but also the manager is vastly experienced in the Championship. I've had plenty of advice from a lot of people that have been at the club for many, many years, and I've not heard one bad word said about Preston North End or anything to do with the club. So it was that really, but also the chance to play in the Championship and really develop myself and achieve some great things with Preston North End.
Who were the kind of players or backroom staff or anyone involved with the club that you'd spoken to?
Well, without naming names, I think it's quite obvious the connection that Fleetwood's had with Preston North End in terms of former players and staff to do with the club. So I wasn't short of advice, put it that way.
And how important was Simon Grayson in those initial talks in getting this deal over the line?
Well, very important. It's important that the manager sees you as part of their plans, and once a new Preston was involved and interested, and with the calibre of Simon Grayson as a manager and the experience that he's had, it was a no-brainer really. So it came as a package, and it's all very exciting.
It comes at an interesting time in terms of goalkeepers for Preston North End, with Anders Lindegaard, his loan spell coming to an end, Chris Kirkland being out of a contract. So do you come to Deepdale as the number one keeper, or have they explained what your role's going to be?
Yeah, I think it's really important in any football club that no matter what position on the pitch, nobody's guaranteed to play. I think that creates the correct atmosphere amongst the players, and I think it creates the competitive edge day in, day out, which is the recipe for success. My job is to make sure that I perform day in, day out on the training field, and when my chance comes, whether it's the first game of the season or the last game of the season, I make sure that I take it. Give myself the best possible chance for the work that Alan Kelly and the staff will put in during pre-season, and make sure that I show my stuff, and we'll take it from there.
I was going to mention Alan Kelly, the goalkeeping coach, as well, in terms of the calibre of keepers that he's worked with at Preston in the last few seasons. That must be exciting for you.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but fantastic things about Alan. I've heard he's a very, very good goalkeeper coach, and with a lot of experience with the goalkeepers that you've just mentioned there. It's important for me, and it's also important for a goalkeeper to get on well and have a good relationship with the goalkeeper coach, like I had the time with Dave Lucas. So it's a relationship I'm really excited about starting, and I'm more than sure that he's going to bring me on leaps and bounds and progress me further.
And you'll sign a 3-year deal on the 1st of July when your contract at Fleetwood expires. How important was it for you to get a deal early on, so you know where your future lies and you know that you'll have a full pre-season with Preston, but also to get a long-term deal as well?
Preston North End is a massive club, and to be offered a 3-year contract, getting a deal done early is good going into summer. From a personal note, I can fully concentrate on what I'm going to bring to the team come pre-season and prepare right for that. So it is a little bit off a load off of mine, but I'm just glad it's all sorted now and concentrating on the 30th of June when we return.
And you tweeted last week, you put out a statement about your time with Fleetwood and said it's been a fantastic 4 years, full of brilliant memories, but other football opportunities have come along. At that stage, were there other clubs interested, or were you just talking to Preston?
Without being disrespectful to any other club, there was a bit of interest from other parties, but once I knew Preston were really interested in me, and speaking to the staff at the club and various other people, it was almost a no-brainer really, and it was something I really wanted to pursue and get sorted and right away.
Just a word, if you can, on your time at Fleetwood, Chris. You say you spent 4 fantastic years there. Was it hard to leave them? Will you be sad to be moving on?
I think so, yeah. It's every era comes to an end, so to speak. Like I said in my on the social media, I had 4 fantastic years and achieved some great things there. But playing at a level, going to a club like Preston, you can't turn it down. I'll always be thankful to Fleetwood, to two managers that had me there, Stephen Presley and Graham Alexander, and also Andy Pilley and David Lucas as well. So that time of my life is done now, one that I'll look at fondly for the rest of my career. And I'm just really excited about moving forward now and kicking on now with Preston North End, and hoping to achieve some big things personally and also achieving some big things with the team as well, with Preston North End, which is a very exciting time for us.